Yes, of course. Information advertising does affect us, not as much as you think. For example, would kids be less likely to want a Big Mac if McDonald's retired Ronald McDonald? Would teens be more likely to smoke if cigarette advertising was not banned? We'll find out. The Montreal Economic Institute is saying that probably not make much of a difference in any case. They look at product advertising and consumption. Michel Kelly-Gagnon, president of the Montreal Economic Institute, on the line with me. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
If ads don't encourage people to buy stuff, why do companies buy advertising?
Oh, well, advertising is very useful, and we recognize that in our publication. It's useful in at least two ways. One, when you have a new product, so a product they call in its beginning of cycle of life, say an iPod, it's very useful for companies to advertise the new product so that consumers are aware of the product and can be prompted to buy it. That's one thing that's very useful. The other thing why companies buy advertising is in order to promote their brand. So if I'm a beer company, I want to talk to beer drinkers, and I want to basically tell them that my product is better and more interesting than the products of the other companies. But the real question, Tommy, is if I'm not a beer drinker at all, if I have no interest in beer, and I see a fantastic ad for beer, will this prompt me to start drinking beer? And the answer, and it's not just my opinion, it's based on several studies, is that most of the time, the answer is no.
Most of the time, but some of the time, I mean, it might not occur to you, not generally a beer or a drinker, but all of a sudden you see an ad and it looks very refreshing and you suddenly think, wow, you know what, I'm thirsty.
For sure, everything is possible, but when we look at broad tendencies based on 27 studies that collected data in 40 different countries, the answer is that banning advertising in order to curtail the consumption of a product deemed not good, either alcohol, cigarette, or so-called fast food, is generally not the way to go. It has a marginal impact. So the reason why politicians do it is because it's an easy fix.
Okay, what about the warning labels on cigarette packages? Do they have an impact on decreasing consumption?
It was not the object of that specific study, but I've seen in passing stuff that, yes, that seems to suggest that that's the case.
What about if curbing advertising, that's not a good way to impact consumers? How do we do it? What would work?
Well, in the case of, there are different answers for different products. But I think also, you know, I want to go back to a general point, which is the point of personal responsibility. Going back to children who go to McDonald's, it's not Ronald McDonald that drives them to the place, and it's not Ronald McDonald that pays for their meal. So there's a parent somewhere that makes the choice. And I bring my son, I have a 4-year-old son, I bring him to McDonald's once a month. And once a month, there's nothing wrong, but every day, it's not very good. And I think that we have to stop treating people as children, but that's sort of my more general point. As to how you curtail, in the case of tobacco, it has seen that the whole thing of, you know, denormalization, meaning, you know, bringing it as being from something cool to something uncool that harms health, seems to have, you know, reduced smoking rates over time.
Thank you for joining us. Michel Kelly-Gagnon, president of the Montreal Economic Institute.